Hello.
My name is Carlos. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, or 50-50?
50-50. There's no one good right now.
I understand. A lot of people feel the same way you do. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Hispanic.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, here we go. Hispanic, Latino. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
Over 30.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, bad inflation is killing us.
Yeah, it's affecting all of us. Now, so should I record your answer as dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. And for each, can you please tell me, on the rate on the scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on? You said 10 if it is the most important, and 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number, okay, between 0 to 10. The issue of making housing more affordable, how important is that issue for you from 0 to 10?
8.
And protecting abortion and reproductive rights from 0 to 10?
10.
And reducing crime and gun violence?
10.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10.
And protecting Social Security and Medicare, how important is that issue?
10.
And addressing immigration and border issues for 0 to 10.
10. Needs to close
Thank you, ma'am.
Them.
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities? Better, about the same, or worse? Yes, ma'am?
Yes. Whatever is under.
Okay. Normal. But do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities? How do you feel?
I guess you could put about the same.
About the same. Thank you. And now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community? How do you feel?
About the same.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, and I appreciate your patience on the line.
I'm getting rid of formative action.
Yeah, I understand. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. Vaping, alcohol, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, opiates and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis.
Question?
Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. I was on marijuana and other cannabis products. The other one is ketamine and ecstasy and other party drugs. Which of the following do you think is making the worst, the most negative impact?
All of them. Fentanyl, yeah, but it's just ketamine.
Yeah. Okay. Can I record those as your answer so we can move right along? Is that okay?
Yeah. 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 My phone's about it.
Yeah. I hope not. I hope not. I'll be able to speed it up. I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through the cessation, support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic Latino community? You strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I would say somewhat disagree, to be honest.
Understood. Now, do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes or switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, can you please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product? E-cigarettes or vapes? Very, somewhat, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Oral and nicotine pouches? Very, somewhat, or not at all familiar?
Not at all.
And heat, not burnt tobacco products? Not at all?
Not at all.
Oh, not at all. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. But about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, would you say that is the primary reason for these changes? What would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More education and anti-tobacco advertising, cost of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. What do you think is the reason?
I would say more information and
okay.
your last one. So the first and the last one.
Introduction. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Can you please tell me which you agree with more? Now, statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit. But it might not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. A smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. The smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily life. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. Now, which statement do you agree with more? First one or second one?
The second one.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Certainly. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. Okay. Thank you. Now, would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less,
much more.
Now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of a smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Can you please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree, and a 0 means you do not agree with that statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Here's the first statement. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen, while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive. They represent a less harmful alternative to cigarette because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Now, from 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that?
5?
Okay, somewhat agree. And
I don't smoke.
Oh, no, I understand that. But we always get affected by the secondhand free smoke. Now, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on a smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It is important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. Now, from 0 to 10, 0 is you do not agree at all, 5 somewhat agree, and 10 is strongly agree. What number?
5.
Okay, and when someone is overdosing on opioids, their life may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saved their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science. This shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs to get a lot more media coverage. From 0 to 10, what number?
10.
Okay, and let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we're not saying they should quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke. And we should continue to educate everybody on the risks of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke, but not everyone is able to quit. And some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with a less harmful alternative until they do. From 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And many people who smoke today came from minority populations. There are nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we cannot just pretend that it isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about the less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. From 0 to 10, what number?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you once again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes to the cessation support, accident, education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree. Thank you, ma'am. And do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars? Yes or no?
No.
I know you told me you don't smoke, but I'm required to, but better. Cigarettes? Yes or no?
No.
Soda or pop? No.
Lemonade?
Yeah, soda or some type of, you know.
Yeah, soda, yes.
Okay. And how about a smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, wine? Do you have that in the past 30 days? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay, e-cigarettes or vapes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, how about liquor or spirits? Yes or no?
No.
Hit, not burn tobacco products? Yes or no?
No.
And coffee? Yes or no?
Nope. No.
And oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
And beer, yes or no?
No.
Okay, very healthy. Now, switching gears just a little bit, the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduates or college or vocational certificate, college graduate or postgraduate?
Bachelor's.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you, or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban is where
urban. Thank you, ma'am.
Live.
Yeah, no, where you live.
Now, yeah, I was gonna tell you what I thought it meant.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, ma'am, I'm listening.
Urban is where you live, like, amongst your own people, no?
Well, I'm required to read verbatim in order not to influence your opinion, and that's all I have written. So, to the best of your knowledge, how will you describe the area we live?
Urban,
okay.
Not
thank you.
Wealthy.
No, I understand. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
At this point, neither. Something else.
Okay, something else. Okay. Let me see. Here we go. Thank you, ma'am. And now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Mr. Biden, okay. And if the 2024 election for president were held today, and the candidates were the Democrat, Joe Biden, and Republican, Donald Trump, who would you vote for, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Neither.
Okay. Are you undecided? You won't vote or other?
Undecided, because none of them are good.
I understand, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your patience, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay?
Bye-bye.
Thank you.